Taylor Financial Advisor with Stern, AG, and Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith on a Friday, and maybe a little talk about durable goods, John.
Yeah, and that's something near and dear to our heart. Of course, the River Valley in eastern Oklahoma, it's a durable goods kind of place. That's the kind of stuff our manufacturers make here for the most part. And really good numbers this morning, and the market likes it. Before these numbers were released, the Dow futures were up about 60 points. Now they're up about 80. But the durable goods numbers, and of course, that's stuff that's manufactured with the intent of it lasting three or more years, it was down 1.3%, which was better than expected. And you say, well, what's so good about that? Well, if you take out transportation orders, and we don't make airplanes, for example, here in Fort Smith, so if you look at just regular stuff, it was up a whopping 2%. It was only expected to be up about 0.5%. So that's a very significant number. Once again, perhaps points to a sustainable recovery in the manufacturing sector, certainly what we hope for anyway. Something else that's been going on for the last, for quite some time, but for the last five sessions in a row, gold has just been screaming up. Gold hit an all-time record yesterday. Silver hit the highest price in 30 years. And people say, well, why is that happening? Well, it's because people view gold and now silver as a hedge against inflation. And the Fed earlier this week, it didn't really say much of anything except they implied that there might be some more quantitative easing, and they can't lower rates because they're already basically at zero, but the Fed might do some other things that would keep interest rates, bring long-term interest rates down, and that could be inflationary, for example. So people are investing, and big investors are making huge bets in gold and silver. And then yesterday, to emphasize the fact that we are indeed in a global economy, Petrobras, which many people may not be familiar with, one of the largest oil companies in the world. It's state controlled by the country of Brazil, but their stock does trade on the New York Stock Exchange. They had the largest stock offering in the history of the world, even bigger than the ones that have been happening in China with the Bank of China and others going public. They raised $70 billion, that's with a B, dollars, in selling common and preferred stock. And not only was it the biggest share offering in the world, but they are going to use it to fund the world's largest oil exploration plan. And it was interesting who invested in this new stock offering from Petrobras down in Brazil, is that not only was there huge demand from U.S.-based mutual fund companies, but sovereign wealth funds in the Middle East and in Asia were heavy investors too. And you may remember that up until we had this crisis here in the United States a couple of years ago, that every time one of our large banks or financial institutions needed to raise money, where'd they go? They went to the sovereign wealth funds to raise that money. And so now we're seeing that money flow into other places. One other bit of good news, we talked earlier in the week that companies are beginning to increase their dividends. McDonald's had raised theirs. Well, yesterday, Lockheed Martin, a defense contractor and maker of lots of stuff, raised their quarterly dividend 19%. So we continue to see that corporations have lots of cash and are trying to find things to do with it. And hopefully they're going to return most of it to the shareholders because that's who it belongs to anyway.
That's a good idea. That's a real good idea to get some of that money back.
You bet.
All right, John Taylor. Thank you, sir.